fucking hold a gun to my fucking head and say, name five Bob Burgers characters, even though I don't watch every episode since that shit been out. I'd be like, Bob, his wife, Tina Belcher, Jimmy Pesto.
I mean, okay, but you didn't say his wife's name, so you said Bob, you said Tina, and you said Pesto. So, I mean, you his got wife. Three.
Oh, Gene.
Okay, so you got Gene. Four. You need one more.
Luis.
There you go, Luis.
I couldn't remember his wife's name.
No, Luis is the daughter with the...
Funny with ear. The, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I would have been a clap.
Linda and...
Yeah.
Bob.
Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Bob, Linda, Luis, Tina, Gene. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, five. Yeah.
And my guy Jimmy Pesto, who was no longer part of the show because he was at the January 6th rally along with Clarence Thomas' wife. I just want to make that known that Clarence Thomas' wife was at the January 6th insurrection along with the voice actor for Jimmy Pesto. Mm. Coming in hot.
Scandalous.
I tried to get an absentee ballot. Because I still vote back in my hometown. And goddamn GOP, boy, them niggas ain't playing fair. You can no longer request it electronically. You have to print that bitch out first. Not only do you have to print that motherfucker out, you have to sign it with an actual pen. They made to go. They made sure to specify. You need to sign this with an actual fucking pen. Which, it's not a big deal. It's a pen thing. But again, that eliminates you doing a fucking e-signature. Not only can you not send that shit in electronically, you then have to send the shit in the mail. The thing that they said was fucked up.
Right.
So you have to send in the request to the mail, and it has to get there 10 days before the actual fucking election.
Right.
So in Georgia, right now, you can no longer request a fucking ballot by absentee.
No, you cannot.
Unless you go on early vote.
No, I'm saying request an absentee ballot.
Yeah, because you are out of the 10-day time frame. Yeah.
And early voting used to be damn near a month. Early voting is now only 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the polling hours are closed, and the locations have been chopped in half. If you got long-ass lines, it used to be like volunteer organizations that pass out like water and snacks to people. That is actually criminal now. You will go to jail for passing that shit out.
You cannot do that.
Right.
Did you early vote? I mean, you say, you basically can't. So
no,
you got.
I mean, I can still go early vote. I'm just going to have to go up there sometime next week.
I mean, the only day you can go is Tuesday.
What do you say?
Tuesday's voting day. Today's the last day for early voting.
Oh, fuck. Well, I missed it. I have to wait till the 24th then.
Yeah, they put, it's a lot of, you know, this is like just to get the midterms, kind of pick who you going to run, who going to be the final people to run. So for Republicans, it's really big for them because that's who gets to determine whether it's Kemp or Perdue at the end. But one thing that is on this ballot, if you're a Georgia voter, is they did put, you know, marijuana legalization on it. That is on the ballot this year. And that snuck under the radar. No one's literally talking about this one.
I had no idea.
Is number 8. You know, I have a list right here. Number 8. Should marijuana be legalized, taxed, and regulated in the same manner as alcohol for adults 21 years of age or older, with proceeds going towards education, infrastructure, and healthcare programs?
Yes.
Are we about to legalize marijuanas?
If y'all go and vote.
Yeah, it'll happen.
People go and vote. Oh, like, it is.
I didn't know that was on the ballot.
It is on the ballot.
Why didn't no one tell me this shit?
Bro, because y'all too busy on the internet talking.
Kendrick Lamar.
Well, nah. It's way before then. That album came out Friday. I'm saying, bro, it's too many headlines and too many minuscule, mundane things that go on in everyday life that they claim that. That they claim that they just trying to, like, I'm pretty sure right now someone's blaming Will Smith and Chris Rock because they don't know this shit well. If it wasn't for that, I'm like, no, it's been on the ballot. It's not like they submitted this on the ballot like a month ago. This has been on it for months. I just found out about it probably within the past couple months, though. As soon as midterms came up, you know,
when it got passed up at the house.
Yeah.
That's when I knew shit was getting real. I was like, oh, they just passed this shit across the board.
They mentioned
it's about to go down.
They mentioned that it was gonna happen. And it's on the ballot. Like, a lot of people, like, it's a whole I don't know, social community online that's talking about everything but this. And I'm like, no, this might be that one thing you want to talk about if you care about that. There are other issues about like the state covering a large portion of, you know, paternal care. Like if your wife has a baby, y'all need to bond with the kid. They also put that on the ballot. Let me see. Just a few things, man, in case y'all care. I'm going to just run through this. This is not a political podcast, but should every 3- and 4-year-old in Georgia be given the opportunity to attend high-quality preschool for free of charge?
Yes.
Should Georgia voters have the right to gather, sign petitions, direct place questions on ballots, whether to change laws or pose in public? I mean, it's like you can create a petition and say, y'all need to make this a law, or y'all need to draft up this to be a law. If you can get enough people to get on the petition, you can jump into the process of actual voting or getting something you want to pass to pass.
It used to be how it was back in the day, so I agree with that. Yeah.
Should families earning less than $150,000 per year receive an expanded tax credit to help cover child costs?
At least for right now, yeah, because this whole depression we in a very quiet, what do they call it, a soft depression, quiet depression.
Should Georgia expand Medicaid?
No, not a recession.
That's on the ballot.
Like a soft depression or some shit.
Should Georgia expand voter access by increasing early voting opportunities, allow same state voter registration, removing obstacles from voting by mail, and installing secure ballot drop boxes accessible at all times through Election Day? Yes, you can vote for that. Should Georgia and the state of Georgia incentivize the development of clean, renewable energy resources to support America's energy independence? You can vote for that. It's a lot. Like, this is the stuff that should be on the ballot when Biden was running, when everybody showed out. They intentionally put these type of things on midterm because midterm typically has lower voter turnout, and people don't really talk about it. I haven't even been seeing that many ads. Yeah. So, but these are the key issues. These are honestly the issues. It's going to make it hard for me to pick who I really want in the future, or easier, depending on, because these are a lot of key issues that I wanted to be addressed federally. But on the state level, unfortunately, like this, if any of that, if majority of that passed, I don't want to move to Texas. I don't want to move to Florida. I don't want to move to Virginia. I don't want to move to Cali.
Well, that shit work here. That's where I voted for it.
Yeah. Yeah. They got something here that I'm like, oh, I really want that to work.
And the energy, clean energy, efficiency, and stuff like that. I guarantee you a lot of that shit is Bitcoin related. Bitcoin mining, like they do in Texas and Florida.
Hell no, it's biofuels. And the fucked up thing is, these motherfuckers here and big land grant schools like Fort Valley State don't use that opportunity. They don't get funding and backing for it because they don't see a purpose in it. They get solar panels and they're like, oh, that's all we need. But you got all this ag where you can, you know,
collectively do shit.
Yeah, it could be, and work in biofuels because you can grow the shit you need to experiment into that. They can't get funding to do
it. Start giving these motherfuckers ethanol.
I mean, that's part of the whole
That's shit. What I'm saying. Like, you know, bro, I mean? Get a grant, grow some shit.
Grow some corn.
Corn.
Yeah.
I watched
They already done put this shit through about soybeans, growing more soybeans and shit out west where they grow more corn. They want them to grow more corn for that purpose of biofuels. So that shit is in the works. But they just, I don't know what it is about over here.
Yeah, local politics is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, you know, this ain't a political podcast. I just need to let y'all know we from Georgia.
Because you can get the funding for it. They making money available for the shit. They just don't want it.
Like, no, it'd be a cool time to
ballot.
Turn on your NPR voices. Well, yeah, this is not a political podcast. I think you're right. I think you're right, Mackie. I agree completely. There's been an ongoing issue with biofuels in America, and we're not utilizing the resources that are outside of the control of these large corporate conglomerates that control fossil fuel industry. And there are other industries that need to break through besides Elon Musk, Tesla, which we'll speak more coming back from this commercial break. Yes. Bing, dun, dun, boom, boom, dun. Support for NPR is the
funded by listeners like you. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Some kind of chime, something right, that you'll listen to.
Nondescript, super soft, chimey music.
It's like an angel had a fart.
Said an angel fart.
Really important shit on the ballot that I had no clue was on there.
Yeah, man.
Right all in there.
Slide it on. Oh, that's different. All It's a Saturday, man. Let me shake it off. I want to get into the down mood this week because that's only right. I don't know. I had to hear this song. Like,
yeah. Break out the eight ball.
I watched the episode of Atlanta, and it made me. It kept playing the sample that Wiz used on this song, and that shit was stuck in my fucking head, bro. It's been stuck in my head since then.
We were changing the name from Stonewall Jackson to Robert S. Lee.
Robert S. Lee.
Shay.
Robert S.
Lee. Yeah. Goddamn. You awake?
Gotta wake y'all up, man. Gotta wake the ninjas up.
Awake now. I just wanna know where the fuck is this show gonna go, because I can't predict it. I don't like it.
I have no clue.
They'll be getting the seasons back to back. So, I mean, they're gonna come back out in the fall. I feel like Halloween episode is gonna be the creepiest shit ever. Like on some fucking American Horror Story shit.
Get the fuck out of Europe. That's all I got to say. They better get the fuck up out of Europe before Halloween rolls around.
You already seen what they do at Christmas.
Exactly. Blackface everywhere.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Nah, man, we here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah! I would like to welcome you, yes, you, and you, to another edition, I'm sorry, another adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast.
Yeah.
Now, I'm here with some of the ninjas. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Starman, a.k.a. Starmain, also known as Starbruh.
What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? A.k.a. Fox Blunt, Yuki the Golden Karama, a.k.a. Mamoru Puffin Chiba, affectionately known as Shota Baby, a.k.a. Carlos Cool Breeze, a.k.a. Tico Mill, a.k.a. One in a Million, a.k.a. Drug Dealing Tony Stark, a.k.a. Bobcat Nigga. And I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it. Cause that's just what we do.
Go skate past this. What is a bobcat, nigga?
You seen the video with the white girl rapping Lil Baby, and they call her bobcat nigga bitch, because she said she put a tweet out and she was like, I saw a bobcat and I got out to go help that it, and that nigga scratched at me, and she called a bobcat a nigga, and they were just like, they killed her, because it was like, yeah, everybody impressed with you rapping Lil Baby, and then they killed her for it, which I was just like. Damn. But Lil Baby's an impressive rapper. So this white girl with a Bud Light can rapping this shit at 100
and, bar
at 158 words per minute. Like,
and it was the verse that he killed.
I was just like, bro, that shit was kind of impressive. Well, if we did it, it would have been ghetto. Shut your ass up. Like, damn, bro. Like, it's the internet, bro. Can't nigga laugh. This shit gonna last literally 3 days, and we gonna be over this shit.
Over with. Just let it be.
Damn. Anyway, I'm here with some of the greatest niggas to ever do it.
Nobody love me after some.
My ninjas, introductions.
Over here, man, you got the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal. Sorcerer Supreme, not to be confused with Sinister Supreme.
Third Eye.
Supreme.
The captain of the space pirate ship Arcadia. The Sun Wukong, a.k.a. Hanuman. The Blue Runner. Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety. Mando Baby. With the Bando, intergalactically known as Kajmono Yask.
Nigga, some berserker.
He ain't hit dog.
Anything. Like twins in this bitch.
Man.
And you got your boy, none other than Lord Black, a.k.a. Black Worldwide, a.k.a. Black Wolf.
Nordar.
A.k.a. Lord of the Thundercats, a.k.a. the Evil Green Ranger, a.k.a. the Prince of All Saiyans, a.k.a. the Hammers of Justice, a.k.a.
Purple lightning.
Right. More purple lightning.
Powerline, a.k.a. Space Ghost Math Teacher, a.k.a. Johnny Lawrence, a.k.a. Guy Smiley, a.k.a. Do something, bitch. Yep.
Come on.
Ocean.
AKA the killer whale splash.
The orca. AKA the fat static shock.
This is the fat static
shock. Stupid, bro.
Where you think the lightning come?
I ain't. What he walk? Walk.
AKA, I got a long beak like Zazu the bird from Lion King. AKA Murder Mario.
Shit.
Here we go.
Luigi. AKA.
Mario, what the fuck are you doing here?
AKA Claudette Cloven's baby daddy.
Tony, I fucking never come around here again.
And when I'm not out gallivanting through the blood in the streets in the crypto market, I like to take long crip walks on the beach.
To wash all that off his
skin. Hey, yay!
You gotta wash all that off, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well. That was a successful. I like that intro. That was fun. That was fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. What? AKA the blonde haired Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He used to be blonde back in the day. Steve Austin, stunning Steve Austin.
Yeah, with the rockers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all watch the Young Rock?
Mm-mm. Nah.
They have Stone Cold is on there now.
Oh my god.
I seen the earlier one.
Oh my god.
Like if you like all the old wrestling shit, like yeah. Young Rock is actually a great show and it's showing me how this nigga's gonna run for president. In this show, he's actually running for president in 2028 and he's going back
to
his life.
Hell no.
I'm like, this nigga is
telling everybody.
No, he already said he's running for president for real. He's already said he's running for president.
I see it. It's clear as day and he's giving you his life story.
Bro, they said that shit on some cartoon the other day. Well, no, matter of fact, no. It was on motherfucking Sonic, wasn't it?
What?
Didn't they say some shit like The Rock ain't the president yet or some shit?
I don't know about that.
I think Dr. Robotnik did say something about The Rock being the president or something.
Yeah, it was some weird shit like that. I'm like, wait a minute.
After he got the Chaos Emerald, I think he did say something about The Rock being president.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. That was in there. I caught that show. Like, wait a minute.
Did you see Sonic 2? Everybody seen it. Did we ever do an official review? Oh, wow.
I think we did like a partial review because I think you stepped out.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I ain't seen it yet. All right,
so I saw yesterday.
All right, well, we can redo these scores and hash out some cool ass things from it because, you know, they're doing a new Sonic game that's coming out. But the problem with the new Sonic game is they're going to give... Bro, they won't let them get the Sonic 3 music. They can't use the music from the original Sonic 3 game because somebody else has their fingers into this music, so they can't use it. No, Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, bro, like they can't.
Urban legend about Michael Jackson.
It's true.
Sonic 3 soundtrack is true.
Like, they can't use the music.
It's a pseudonym.
Yeah.
You go back and listen to the music he was making at that time, it sounds just like it.
Yeah, several tracks do intertwine.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't where we live at.
Yeah, they're not using that, so. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like I was saying, man, if I was a, I don't know, K, kindergartner through sixth grade, oh my God. You couldn't tell me this wasn't the greatest movie of all time, bro.
Mario like, was the greatest movie of all time.
There's a lot of young adults that would think this is still one of the greatest movies of all time because they die hard for Sonic like that. Yeah.
If I'm 6 years old And I can't. I'm from six where I'm loving this shit.
Your range, because you saying from six to
sixth grade?
13.
Yeah.
Six to 13.
I'm going to say that age group, the three up to six, because they just going to see blue furry animation shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On the big screen. That's their introduction, really, into what Sonic is.
Mm-hmm.
That we, the Sega enthusiasts, who actually had a Sega Genesis and played Sonic like that back
in the day.
You
know what that is.
Or, you know, knew somebody or played this shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could take the damn group who was strictly into Archie comics.
Mm-hmm.
Who
read Sonic. Read
Sonic fucking comics. Because
remember, we saw when we was up there that crossover. There's a whole crossover with Sonic and Mega Man.
I got it.
See?
See? Yeah, yeah. I already got it, bro.
Sonic is a phenomenon, and it's just like they keep reinventing. That's why it sucks, because they're coming out with a one on Netflix, and then I think somebody else is going to have a Sonic show. They're going to be like two or three Sonic shows coming out.
Watch the one with damn Jaleel White.
And they don't.
No, I'm talking about just modern Sonic shows. I don't know who's going
to
be voicing.
No, they already said they're going to get Jaleel White to do the voice of it like he did in the classic.
Well, the issue is there is a fan made. There's a fan-made Sonic cartoon coming out that is the follow-up to the Saturday morning cartoon show.
Sonic X.
That one's coming. That's not Sonic X. I'm saying I'm talking about they're gonna make it. That's coming out. It's gonna be classic, like him and the.
I'm talking about the one on Saturday morning was Sonic X.
Oh yeah. That was based off of the Sonic Adventure. I don't know who voiced them then.
Yeah, I don't know.
They but they're making one on Netflix. It's gonna be CGI.
Yep.
Then they're gonna have that follow-up to the Saturday morning cartoon. The
movie. But it's not connected to the movie.
Yeah, I seen that CGI. That shit look like he don't look furry.
Supposed to be,
it just looks like a fun ass game.
Supposed to be what's going to be the introduction to the new game, because the new Sonic game is supposed to be open world.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like cutscenes and shit, like from a game.
Yeah. So I don't know.
World as in like you can
run around.
Yeah, go everywhere people. Like Sonic Adventure.
Oh, I thought you meant like Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, that's the open world assault.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. No, that's what I. Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
But
to a fucking have it more like what he's trying to
a
get
guy him. With a creepy van pulls up.
Yeah,
on
which
you.
I'm guessing.
Want to get in my van, Sonic?
No, and no.
I mean, even
Sonic,
if he does
Sonic Prime.
Sonic Prime.
Sonic Prime. That's what it's gonna be called. It looks just like the video game to me.
Is it gonna be on Amazon Prime?
That's gonna be on Netflix.
It's more than likely gonna make its way to. Amazon Prime.
Like, come on, Prime. You had one job.
Because they always like get all the Sonic shit.
But Sonic 2 is the highest grossing video game movie of all time. Let's give a round of applause for that.
Oh, yes.
Kind of busy.
All right, so with that being said, man, I really enjoyed this film. I thought it was dope. Spoilers alert. Spoiler alert. Like, Sonic, Super Sonic was like, I knew it was coming. It came when I thought it was going to come, and it looked exactly how I wanted it to look.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you're going to introduce Knuckles and the Chaos Emeralds anywhere, you know. I mean, well, first off, you introduce the Master Emerald without the other Chaos Emeralds. It's like, well, we know what's going
to
happen.
Right, and then you feng shui that shit to show the Chaos Emeralds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After the fact.
Yeah, and that shit was dope. I just like the storytelling of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they had all the comic books scenes in there and video game scenes in that bitch. Like, that stage where they was at the temple or whatever, that was a straight-up stage off the game.
Mm-hmm. I love that. The Sonic 2 stage with the helicopter, with the plane was just like, okay, I already know where this is from.
Yeah, that's just Tails' trademark plane.
Had to do it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Commandeered the plane. Like, Shamar Moore, he ain't had no badass wig on.
Bruh.
He ain't had a Tyler Perry wig. Like, oh, man.
That shit was hilarious. Like, you actually got this man to be in this movie. And he committed to that shit, too. He committed to being
had some black flavor in it. Had some black flavor in it. Some black jokes. I was like, bro, there's something for everybody in here, bro.
Yeah.
They checked all the boxes, man.
Kind of made me feel like they kind of was catering to black people by the soundtrack, too.
I mean, kind of.
You noticed that shit?
I mean, Sonic had to be cool. Above all else, Sonic has to be cool. And there's nothing cooler than hip-hop, bro. There's nothing cooler than black culture.
He's not
it's
wrong.
It's not. We define what cool is. Motherfucker.
Sonic was created from a multitude of, like, black culture amalgamations, so he's not wrong.
Man,
he can run fast.
Run fast. And that's very needed in black culture.
Run fast, jump high. Right. Can't swim.
Hey, and get diamonds, bro. Yeah. Get diamonds, right. Get jewelry.
Right, and get jewelry and rings and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Rings, jewelry. One of them box, and it was done by Idris Elba.
Yeah. Yep.
Running from the police. Yep.
Yeah. Hauling out of control, literally. No, he had and figuratively.
And I like how all of them had their own speed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they each took advantage of how they speed worked, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, it gave you that, what was that shit, Sonic Heroes feel when they were all teamed up together.
Yeah.
My guy, Knuckles.
Yeah, Idris Elba playing Knuckles, he did. He was fine. He wasn't perfect for the role, but he was fine.
It was just the version of Knuckles that they gave you. He had, was just, like, so straightforward, no nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't understand what the warrior. Fuck is going on.
It worked.
Warrior. He was still a warrior, yeah.
Yeah, it worked, so but it
much outside of his family.
Because on Sonic Boom, they made him a straight airhead.
Mm-hmm.
They literally did to him what they did to Raphael. They made him bigger than everybody else and dumber than everybody else.
Yep.
And I hate when y'all do the big dumb job. Yep. I hate that, bro. I hate the dumb brawny dude. I hate that trope.
He wasn't dumb. He was never dumb.
He wasn't. So when they did Sonic Boom, but then, you know, that's the one when they made Sonic arms blue. And it was like, bro, Sonic arms are not. Okay, fine. We don't know.
Right. It's like his pink arms, blue. Right.
His chest was pink. Like they were changing the aesthetic and people were having a hard time accepting that. But, you know.
It gave you that that Mandela effect feeling. It's like, that's not what he looked like. Yeah, it was. He always had blue arms. No, the fuck he didn't. That nigga had flesh toned arms, bro. No, bro. It was always blue. No, dog. Yeah, exactly. And then that's what starts to fuck with you. That's what starts to fuck with you.
His legs was always blue, but not his arms and his damn chest and face. Like,
yeah, Dave, the person that has been playing Tails, I think it's Colin O'Shaughnessy. I think that's her name. Like, same person that's been playing Tails for like the past 10 years, reprised the role in the movie. Everybody else was like, let's just get whoever, but they got someone recognized because I was like, oh, okay, I've heard that. That's the same Tails from the video game. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
You gonna have one full on recognizable voice. It's gonna be Tails.
Like. Yeah, man.
Like how they shouted out his real name, too.
Miles, yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Prowl.
Yep, and he was playing baseball with him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dope.
And they distinguished that Knuckles is an echidna, not also a hedgehog. Like, right. No, he's an echidna, bro. He is not a hedgehog.
Want grapes.
They are different, right.
Does it have grapes?
They are extremely different.
Yeah, man.
So
with
that being said, bro, you know, I had to go ahead and leave my review on Fandango.
That's what's up.
I specifically left it at Lord Black of the Ninja Police Podcast so everybody can look at it. It's a little quick review. It ain't nothing in detail, nothing. You know, I just basically say it's a...
Probably should have been doing that, probably giving Fandango some sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, bro, you know, and it's a quick little quick little review I gave that said basically the same things we're saying now. It's a excellent family film, you know what I'm saying? All the Sega enthusiasts, Archie comic readers, you know, fans of the little mobile games even, gonna love this movie, man. Like, it's just got too many fucking nostalgic callbacks. It's got the great storytelling, and it's gonna set you up for the third Sonic movie, which I feel like is necessary to complete a whole Sonic story arc, because it's Sonic 1, 2, and 3. You know,
yeah, I mean, they flashing through it at an unbelievable space. Yeah, because the Sonic 2 was Sonic 3 and Knuckles. So, you know, now we're going to jump to, spoiler alert, you know, the bonus scene, the cut scene, you got Shadow.
Right.
Yep.
You know, they found Shadow, and it's just like, all right, Shadow. Chaos Control.
Right, exactly.
I'm just ready for Chaos Control. I'm ready for Shadow. When they seen that,
fuck all kind of shit up.
I just hope they don't get too greedy and expand on all these super side characters we didn't care about. I was like, bro, after Shadow, y'all can wrap it up as a trilogy, bro. Don't Fast and Furious this shit.
Bring in Metal Sonic, to be honest. I want that.
I feel like you're gonna get Shadow and Metal Sonic in the next movie.
Yeah.
Because Robotnik is gonna make Metal Sonic.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
Or they could do a Sonic 4.
Yeah, I said what now?
They ain't gonna have Jim Carrey though.
Nah, Jim Carrey, I told y'all.
I definitely believe Jim Carrey.
He's not retiring. Yeah. I think he was just exhausted over the whole Will Smith gate. You know what I'm saying? The whole slapping shit. Because he tried to do a press rollout and everybody wanted to ask him about one of his colleagues instead of letting him talk. And he was just like, bro, I'm done with Hollywood. I'm finna go to Bali. I'm finna go to Bali. I'm finna go drink, smoke some weed. I'm finna chill the fuck out. And maybe after I've
come back,
I'll do this shit again. But I'm finna go. Like that, he just gave me that energy. Like, you know what, bro? I'm finna go, bro. Y'all tripping.
Done with y'all, motherfucker.
Like, Hollywood, y'all tripping. So, what's your number?
My number's gonna be a 9. Cause I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 stars on the Fandango review. So, yeah, that equates to a 9 out of 10.
Mac, yo?
I think I gave it an 8 last time. I'm stick at my 8.
Okay. Ocean?
8-ish, 9-ish.
Which one? 8.5?
8.
Okay.
9.
Okay. Okay. I'm give it an 8, man. That was a fantastic movie, man. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's
8.5.
That was a great movie, man. Like I got no qualms with it. It's like, well, why don't you give it a 10? I got my reasons.
Well, it's not a 10 worthy movie, first off.
Yeah, it's not a 10 worthy movie. 10. It's a great movie. Fantastic.
And it's funny.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Really funny.
It's authentically.
Like, you'll love it. Your kids will love it. Mm-hmm. Now you can put it on.
Chuckle to yourself at a few parts.
You'll go back and catch some shit that you missed the first time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll
get the adult jokes in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Get all the little video game callbacks and shout outs in there.
Yeah, that's what did it for me. Like, all the damn video game callbacks.
Now, with this one, they didn't have the music in this one either, which is probably tied to, like Starman said, they couldn't get the rights to Sonic 3, so
yeah, like
it wasn't like the first one where they had musical cues from the songs in the game and the first Sonic movie. In this one, they just had more of the sound effects.
Yeah, they just had
them. I still always appreciate.
Yeah, the music would have sealed the deal for me, but they couldn't even like rescoring it like they rescored the Sonic theme. I thought that would have been cool, but
yeah, you know, that's what I'm waiting on. Like, what's the new Sonic theme gonna be?
They're gonna have to use something from the old shit, but they just gotta get some kind of way to
remix it.
Dun 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 dun. I don't know, man. You might get it. I don't know. Yeah, come on.
Either that or just roll with the one from Sonic Adventures for the third one coming up.
Yeah, just get that dude back, man. Cause I mean, that's like.
It'd be cool if that just played in the radio in the background or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like he was listening to it on his headphones or something.
Remember when Buddy Phone was ringing? That's about all you was gonna get from the music. From the old, like his ringtone for Sonic was a song from the old Sonic.
Yeah, like that's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get. Oh, y'all, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all was just jumping in Atlanta. Well, shit.
Offhandedly talking about it.
I mean, fuck it, bro. Like, that's why that shit hurt, man. Like, I was a real, you know what I'm saying? Like, through the good, through the bad, through all the negative shit, like, I was a genuine fan of Kevin Samuels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to see that whole media, seeing him pop up here, pop up there. Cause it was like, oh my God, you want him to span his platform? What are you saying? I was just like, bro, it's America. Like, it's like,
that's worse. Way worse.
That's like, it's way worse. It's like, bro, at the lowest, I guess you could say, like, you can call him a shock jock, bro. Like, it was like, bro, it wasn't no different than Howard Stern. You know what I'm saying? Not comparing him to Howard Stern, but saying in the realm of, like, bro, it's people who get busy like that. But this episode of Atlanta really drove it home, where I was like, dang, all the content I got on this man is the only shit coming out, because that's it. Like, this man had a posthumous acting debut. And I got to give it up, man. This episode of Atlanta was like, this is my favorite anthology episode of the season,
yeah,
bro.
I was like, that one than the first one.
Ain't no end the first one. This one was the one I gotta pick. The clear distinction of, I ain't even gonna rank them, but this is my favorite one. Cause this one right here, just like, from just the whole concept. Cause in the beginning I'm like, bro, where your mama at? And it's just like, bro, you adopted this white boy. And like, bro, what the So the dad is like, I'm like, is that his son? Cause what threw me off was them playing the first person shooter. And then, you know, he was just nigger. Like, well, fuck you, nigger, go and climb some trees. I'm like, Woo, boy. And then you see the next scene, you see him talking to somebody, and I'm thinking he talking to a cab driver, Uber driver. No, wait, that's your dad?
Right.
I thought it was his uncle at the very least, like your aunt got remarried to this black guy.
Talking about, yeah, most we gonna do for you when you graduate is me and your aunt gonna take you to go get something to eat, take you to Golden Corral, and that's it. I was like, so did he marry Buddy's auntie and he lives with them?
That's what I thought. But I'm like,
where is she at?
Bruh, that shit was wild. Like just the way it went from them, him wanting to really get close to this girl, and she gets into the school and he doesn't. And he's like, he was like, we ain't giving you no financial aid. It was just like, yeah, some people's like, nah, bro, we ain't doing no loans. We can't afford that shit, bro. You better go where you can, figure it out. But it was like, because he was a white dude, like, you seen the Post Malone pictures in the background. You see all the little subtle, like, the pop shit.
Blackness, yeah.
Yeah, you see the little subtle, like, it edges on the frame of blackness, but it ain't got nothing to do with real blackness. It's just something that's accepted by black culture in a way, right?
It's like when he got to the interview.
Bruh, that interview. Because they light skinned.
Before the interview.
Like,
before the interview.
School,
bruh,
itself.
The school, just them announcing that all the seniors come in, we got a guest speaker here. We're going, you know, yeah, we're doing something just for the seniors. All y'all come in here. And then, like you said, posthumous debut of
Kevin Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
He was funny, bro.
As Robert S. Lee.
Robert Shea Lee.
And then they were in Decatur. They were in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The white boy was in Decatur. It was just like, they just made up a high school. Just made up a high school, bro. It was just like, yeah, Robert S. Lee.
I think that it was kind of a play on the Brunner brothers family, because I mean, he's an heir to like a fortune of heir. So I think it's like a Brunner brothers type of play, and he announces to the whole lotion. Senior class that, yeah, pink lotion. Yeah.
That's what's so
pink
funny lotion. About it. Yeah. Pink lotion.
Yeah.
No, every black kid is using it at some point in their life.
Lotion. He's like, I'm the heir to the pink lotion fortune.
Yeah.
So I just want to let the graduating class know that I'm giving everybody here
full scholarship.
Everybody screaming. They just shouting like, everything is going good, right?
I can go.
If you're black.
Whoa.
Get all the black kids like,
dog, they went straight up crazy when that shit happened, bro. I was like, and I felt bad for Buddy. Like, I honestly felt bad. Like, even after seeing her,
he couldn't even be black.
It was like,
you got a black daddy and you knew not to stand up.
Like, damn, bro, it sucks for you, bro. You, like, dog. Cause nah, the Call of Duty shit at the beginning of, yeah, like, just see it the whole deal, yeah, for me. Like, oh yeah, you a piece of shit, bro. So now you like, you want to benefit from blackness.
That and when he was riding in to school with his dad, and a black guy got shot.
Yeah,
and he was like, "I heard he should have did what he's supposed to do." Like,
son, that's why I wish you get pulled over.
They tell him stop.
Yeah,
it's full of spoilers, y'all.
They always say they say freeze.
They say freeze. That's what he said. Bruh, all right, so that shit. It was a full circle moment when that shit came back at the end. But dog, like, this white boy was just going through these whole, and then he did what a white boy, you know what I'm saying? He did that thing. He was like, oh yeah, bro, I'm just gonna commit terrorism. Yep. Domestic terrorism. I'ma just build some shit.
Fuck some shit up.
Going out of order. Before that, they interviewed these motherfuckers on their blackness, bro.
Right. Just to be sure. Because a Nigerian kid shows up.
Who were the judges though? One of them, George Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
George Wallace, Kevin Samuels, and I can't remember who the third one was. He was a comedian too. Was it a female? I can't remember.
No, it was a dude. He didn't say that much, so I don't know who he was.
Bruh, they burned him. Like, come here, light skin. Mm-hmm. They got in here. They start asking, like, name five things you can mix with Hennessy.
That was the funny part to me. Like, you might be okay because they gave him a pass on the Hennessy thing. Like, all right, wrong.
Nah, because he got it wrong. That was the trick question, bro. That was a trick question. Ice.
But they gave him the rum though. He was like, wait a minute,
the rum. Like, I ain't think of that.
Right, like, that nigga creative.
Yeah. How long can you leave chicken out?
Right, I was like, oh boy, they killing you now.
All day, nigga.
All day.
All night, my nigga.
After it's been cooked all day. Shit.
a trick question.
Bro, they got him with all these black things, like
he didn't know none of them.
Like he was naming all, and then some of them I was actually answering, being like, "Damn, I know the answer to that. I know that one. I know that one."
You hear him give his answers to questions you don't hear, and you like, "That's that don't sound like those are answers you should be
was
giving."
It, hold on, was it me or do you fit? You think they got somebody to voice over him because he had his voice didn't match him?
Might have sounded like that.
I feel like they got
a black dude to talk for him, bro.
I feel like they actually got a white passing person who was actually black.
Yeah, that's what I think. Cause that I think that's his voice.
I think that is his voice. I think they got a white passing person too. Like I want to look up the actor in a second, but I think they got a white person.
Cause just like Buddy,
white
from the
passing person actor to do that, or you know, added makeup or something like that.
Like Buddy from the Get Down and Detective Pikachu, his voice don't match him to me. So I feel like, you know, anybody's voice could sound like something at this point.
I guess. I mean, I guess it's just how he was talking. Because it wasn't on Chet Hanks type shit. You know what I'm saying? Where like
he was legit like on that line.
Yeah, but I don't know. He started giving the answers. He even said like he had that, you know, that twang to his voice and a little deep bravado to it, vibrato to his voice. Well, I was like, damn, you got a little bass in your voice. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's not to say a white man can't have bass in his voice. You know what I'm saying? But dude just couldn't sell his blackness, bro. And they just got to the end. So we're going to stop fucking with you, man. Hell no, you ain't
you are
getting
not black.
You are not black. You ain't getting this money, bro. You ain't getting this money. Get the fuck.
I tell you how I know you white because you ain't got no black friends. I would have told your ass not to come up in here.
God is
damn,
ass
dog. And it was damn so true. Was Rich Wiggle.
Yeah. Nah, cause he definitely didn't have no
like, no money.
And then he seen the black dude, like, you know, double tapping his girl picture, and he gonna call her upset. I'm like, yo,
you respond right after. Like, just bro, dog, it's over, dog.
She's like, well, you ain't going to the school. I'm breaking up with you anyway. Like, damn, bro,
you weren't going.
Then they shot the Nigerian kid. Now I can get to that part.
Mm-hmm.
Told him to freeze. But
shot his ass.
Shot his ass.
Well, no, you gotta also go back to the reason why the Nigerian kid was there.
Exactly.
He wasn't black enough either.
Yeah, they said you ain't black.
His parents were Nigerian, and he grew up in Atlanta.
And just like, yeah,
like that, it
addressed something else that, yeah,
too, because sometimes Africans don't be black.
No, I mean, it's just, he, maybe his parents didn't want to go back to Africa. That don't make him not black.
I guess
they are extremely traditional in their house, but he don't.
But that's exactly what he said. He was just like, man, my parents take rich, you know, we got this rich culture that we connected to. But he said, but I'm from here. I'm from Lithuania.
Right.
It was like, that's where I was born. That's where I was raised. He was like, I know Lithuania. He said, my parents, yeah, you can say they immigrants, but I'm like, bro, I'm black. And I like the twist when he got shot.
Yeah.
And Kevin Samuel was just like, bro, get shot by the police is the blackest thing you can do.
Take him to white Grady.
Right.
Take him to white Grady.
The actor that played Aaron is named Tyreek Withers.
What's he actually look like? He still look fucking black and white. I don't know what he looks like.
Shut up.
No, I get it in the picture because you know what? In that picture, he looks just like, he looked like,
it's like a Bruno Mars type of.
Okay, he's
but apparently
like
he's like
Ashtray.
Yeah. Nah, not really. Nah, he's a little darker, like a Bruno Mars.
You know what? I get it.
He's a YouTube
he looks like
star.
What I thought he was.
Yeah,
like.
I think that's why doing the episode in black and white, it better matched his skin because it took away that complete tan. So that with the hair and the makeup they did, like he looked like he ain't got.
Even when it got to the end and he was brushing his hair trying to get the waves, he still had the white boy buzz, like the straight up fuzzies.
Yeah.
He didn't have no.
But he had that cut. He had that fade, and it sold it, bro.
On the side,
he had the fade with the part.
With
he sold it.
One curved part on.
So
the
you
side.
Gonna call me?
Man, that ass stupid.
Right.
I ain't never been more attracted to you than I have been in my whole life.
And I like to play on that shit. Bro, I got it. I was like, y'all ain't gonna get that joke, bro. I heard that shit, bro. That shit had me fucking rolling, bro.
I bust out laughing on that part, bro. I was like, yo, y'all killing me, man.
Bro, like, that shit had me rolling. Like, this episode, like, I like the Teddy Perkins episode, but this got that one, bro. This episode, they showed out because, like, the social commentary, it was that balance of humor being super fucking awkward, borderline offensive, and just downright fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, damn, bro.
Air of truthfulness
and not even funny, ha ha. Just like, oh,
that's funny.
This is goddamn funny.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Oh, there
this
it is.
This is funny.
Like, that was
this
a whole
is clever and funny.
Yeah. Bro, that was a whole hour long Chappelle comedy bit in like
that's
30 minutes.
That's what I felt. I felt like he has just expanded that Dave Chappelle skit on about black people getting reparations and that made that shit into a whole Atlanta universe.
Oh, yeah.
And like really deep dived into that shit because there's a lot of
this shit. Bro. No, this short story. Nah.
My family for a lifetime.
This was, bruh. Yeah. This was I tell you what happened. This was a Boondocks episode with Huey in high school. Huey would have went to that high school and this white boy would have just been on. This was a Boondocks episode to me. It felt like from the guest comedy appearances to like the cameo from the internet celebrity to like it just felt like this type of episode is what I liked about the Boondocks.
Yeah.
I would say if you can write a cartoon version of this, like whoever wrote this in the writer's room with Donald Glover, I'd say that's who. If you want to do Boondocks right, you talk to them because they checked all the boxes with this one, man. Like that, like it really felt like
because I mean Atlanta as a show, this shit does way more than just push an envelope. Like I know some people that are definitely uncomfortable and awkward after watching some of these episodes, like how they kind of view race. I've never seen a show that kind of shows white people how we view race.
Right. Tell you
I've never
tell you
seen
who
it.
Loves this show? Elizabeth Olsen.
Who's Elizabeth Olsen?
Wanda.
Bruh.
Oh yeah, the third Olsen.
She said it in an interview. They asked her, they were like, so what shows did you binge watch and stuff, you know, while filming and all that? She was like, I didn't binge watch it, but I watch it all the time and I make sure I watch every new episode, Atlanta. Like, what? Okay.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She done, I'm pretty sure she done been on the set.
Very possibly. Man, that'd be cool if she popped up on that.
Yeah, one of them type of yeah.
That would be dope. That would be dope. In and of itself, you get these more, you would consider more substantial actors to play these social commentary episodes.
You can do it. I mean, Liam Neeson to me opened the door. I'm like,
yeah.
I still don't like a lot of you.
I still don't like a lot of you, but then he still left it with the ultimate question mark. He's like, bro,
I don't like the lot of you.
Right, but you guys fucked up my career, but I still love you guys. Cause you
said, you threatened my career. He's like, man, you guys threatened my career, bro. Like, I'm done. It's over.
Fuck y'all niggas, I'm out of here.
It's on a case by case basis with y'all.
It should be.
What a smart episode, man. Shout out to them. I ain't gonna rate this season till it's done, but yeah, this episode right here was like, this episode was a favorite, man. Like, it was a favorite. They really showed it, and I really did this shit.
Last episode killed me just because of how dumb Paperboy was throughout the episode, bro. He just kept making dumb ass mistakes. Like,
when he put the goofy hat on, though, it's like, I knew it was over.
Did it. You did it, bro. You should have kept your fucking hat like you did.
Like you did. Be yourself. I like the dichotomy of that, where all these, there are legitimate concerns and things you should question. Yeah. It was also the parallel of, like, the first lesson was, no, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the next lesson,
what the shit is.
Yeah, the next lesson was, like,
pay attention to your fucking surroundings.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers was telling you the whole time.
Giving you, you know what I'm saying? And I think one of the final lessons was you know, trust your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you trust your people.
Yes.
Got to the end, he asked himself, bro, who am I master? He's like, you do. Like, we negotiated that. And they're like,
man.
Like, know your shit, too.
Aaron was down when he stuck that gun into the other dude's backpack. And I got it. I ain't mean to cut you off, but I don't know where the fuck this show is gonna go. And usually I can kind of pinpoint or at least be in a ballpoint.
Because they in Europe this season and so much crazy shit is popping off.
And I like it. It's like a fucking Kendrick Lamar album. Like, that shit just, when it dropped, that shit dropped. That shit just dropped. That shit different.
And then we getting one in the fall. We getting follow-up season and knock it off. You know what I'm saying?
Series finale.
The show was not canceled. Donald Glover just has other shit to do. I didn't like the narrative people were getting misconstrued saying they canceled it. It's not canceled.
Do you not know how many fucking Emmys we won?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was one of them shows. Like,
they won the second season. Cat Williams won an Emmy for Alligator Man.
Alligator Man, yeah.
Damn. That's what's up. Well deserved.
I was like, that shit was...
Well earned.
Yeah, 2017, Donald Glover, he won lead actor.
Yeah. I say Atlanta gets nods and wins.
That was well earned right there.
Yeah, it won 5 Emmys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outstanding writing for a comedy series.
Those are the big awards too. Those are like, those hold weight.
Yeah, it won. It won outstanding cinematography.
Yeah.
Outstanding sound editing for a comedy or drama. Mm. It won outstanding guest actor, Cat Williams. Yeah. It won outstanding directing for a comedy series. And it won outstanding lead actor in the comedy series. Yeah. Those were the awards it won.
So it was like 2 for the show, and you say it won best writing. So 2, like 3 for the show,
2
and
actors.
2 for the actors.
5 out of 22 nominations.
Okay, but I mean, still, that's still pretty
since good. 2017.
It's 5 as a whole, and yeah. 3 for the actors, 2 for the show. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, since we talking about 5 years ago, 2017, let's just roll over to Kendrick Lamar, man. Like, beep, 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 beep. You know, since everybody's talking about it.
My nigga Kodak, bro. This Kodak album. Nigga's a Kodak moment.
All right.
Kodak for president.
Before I even get to the album, let me tell you about your boy Ocean. So, all right. I like Kodak Black, right? I'm a fan of him. And he's grown on me a lot, especially recently. But, you know, my cousins had me listen to him back when I lived in Florida. You can't listen to Florida and not listen to Kodak, because Kodak the man. You know what I'm saying? He just everywhere. It's like going to Georgia and not hearing no Outkast. You know what I'm saying? Or Future. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to hear that. You come to Georgia. You know what I'm saying? You go to Florida, you're going to hear Kodak. Especially go to the hood. Anyway, I've more or less been trying to open people up to the idea that, hey man, this guy's incredibly slept on. Y'all should check him out. He can be deep. He can be introspective and soulful at times in his rhymes. But then there's times when he just flat out NBA Youngboy ignorant and just as popular. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I have my shenanigans, I get my press, but I do numbers. You know what I'm saying? But
shout out NBA Youngboy, 100 million albums.
Yeah, he just got a plaque. And I don't even listen to Buddy like that. You know what I'm saying? I just hear him on the guest feature. But I was like, 100? You just sold 100. Like, gold and platinum records. But anyway, Kodak is on the Kendrick Lamar album. So I was going around trying to open people up to the perspective of, hey man, you should fuck with Kodak. And then, you know, Ocean, we agree. Like, this is a shared, like, okay, yeah, this is a shared labor of love. Like, yeah, man, we get the word out. But y'all missing out on Kodak, man. Kodak. He hops in the comment section when people are giving me some pushback, you know what I'm saying, of the idea, because I made a stat. I said, my homeboy said, Kodak over Crit, what y'all think? You know, and then, you know, I had some people in there like, dog, you know, a couple years ago, I'd have been like, hell nah, but now I kind of been like, yeah. Then some folks like, hell nah. Then some folks like, boy, you tripping. Then you had some folks being like, I don't know, boy, Kodak ride. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like evenly split. And I ain't expect it to be even, because people love Crit, and so do I. So comment came up. And which I want, you know, it was the perfect opportunity to like get people on. Like, nah, bro, take the man serious. Mm-hmm. This man hit him with the gremlin line and then shot the whole thing. He kept doing it. So he just kept. I knew the perk was fake, but I still ate it with. I'm a gremlin. And I was like, God damn it, Ocean. Give me some substance. Give me like a dope ass line that was deep, introspective, and soulful. You give me the gremlin line.
That to me was so deep and introspective. He was cognitive that this thing wasn't the real thing, but he ingested that shit anyway. Why? Not because he is a gremlin, but because society has pushed this man down so hard.
Thrust him into this position.
That, you know, if I go out taking a little bit of fentanyl, so be it. I'm willing to put my life on the line. Mm. I just felt like it was deeper than it just being a perk and him being a gremlin. He just oversimplified it by saying that, I'm a gremlin. And I love that shit, bro. I love that shit.
See how he done introspectively broken it down. You should have just said that.
He said it. He knew the perk was fake, but he still ate, comma. Not I still ate it. I still ate, comma, Because I'm a gremlin. He said it.
That's your introspection.
I don't know.
There's no other way to put that.
What did Look. What did Bubba Sparks say? I don't know how to say it. I don't speak no other languages.
You got me, bro. You got me. I mean, I was expecting, it's like, only in his mind can he quantify those thoughts so profoundly, because, you know, maybe, you know, it didn't dawn on people who don't listen or don't find the introspection. They see it on surface level. So when it came out there, I was like, damn, so that's the quote. It's just like, if I'm trying to sell a bunch of Southern niggas on some Jay-Z and I got to get them a line, I'm going to think of a dope ass. I'm going to think what I think is like, all right, what's the line y'all feel? Because I had a cousin who didn't listen to Biggie. And like, because he thought Biggie was all Biggie, Biggie, Biggie. He ain't into that lyrical shit. But he like dark shit, street shit. So what I played him was somebody, what I played him was Somebody Got to Die. So when he heard Somebody Got to Die, he was like, but who this is? Said, man, Biggie went out there talking about Somebody Got to Die. And they listened to the story. He got to the end. Like, no, no,
yeah.
Then he shot him in front of his jit. Damn,
yeah, son, because the nigga don't play.
It was just like that. What he said, man. He said he squeezed the whole thing, got none short. A nigga turned around hanging his daughter. Nigga was by the end of the song, he was so pulled into, you know what I'm saying, the story.
Not knowing that Biggie tell stories like that.
Yeah, slept on. And this is a 30-year-old man, bro. And I'm like, he never listened to Big. But anyway, Kendrick. Kendrick.
Before that, real quick, if I was going to put somebody on Kodak, I would tell them listen to Malcolm XXX.
Bro, and I listened to that, and I can't, that ain't even a song. I was thinking, I was like, me and him agree, but we don't agree on the points to get, though. Because I damn sure, I was like, Malcolm X, that's one of your picks. I would not pick that song.
Which one would you pick?
What would I pick?
I heard another one he did when he was in jail with, Black and Dreezy. And it's an animated video.
Mm.
And that shit was so hard.
I gotta pick something new. I'm gonna put Elite. It might be Elite Division. That's probably one I feel like the newest shit. But it all depends like what you want. But I heard that and I like the Malcolm X quotes in it. But you know what I'm saying? He done snapped way harder. You know what I'm saying? I just like you said, you know, often in, you know, off mic, like sometimes you just don't know the name of a song. You know it exists, but you just don't know the name of the song. And that's what you caught me, because it's just like,
I know the lyrics of the hook and think.
Yeah, because I can just put like the playlist on that plays all your songs and just ride. Mm-hmm. And since I ain't familiar, and since I'm trying to get familiar with you, and I'm in the car, I can't, you know, I'm gonna just let it ride. And I was like, if I like that song like a lot, I save it as I'm driving. But I ain't finna be looking down at my phone every 3 minutes to see what song this is. I want it to ride, you know what I'm saying? So I just let that shit ride. But you know, now I've been driving in a damn updated smart car with
in
the damn
spaceship.
I can fucking just press the heart button on the screen and say that bitch to my list. Like, damn, that's convenient.
Right. Oh, I know what it is now.
Spaceship.
But nah, man, I gotta talk about the internet, bro. Kendrick Lamar dropped, bro, and I gotta say this to all y'all Kendrick fans, man. I'm a Kendrick fan too. I gotta say this to all y'all motherfucking Kendrick fans, bro. Read a thesaurus, man. Like, you didn't pay attention in English class, bro. I don't get it.
It's embarrassing when the teacher asked you to read it.
When you read, you didn't read out loud, bro, because as nice as the album is, you can't, an album that's only been out 12 hours after one listen, you just can't be saying classic. I was just like, you can tell me it's phenomenal. Oh my God. This shit is fantastic. It's phenomenal. It's like, give me great words to describe your enthusiasm. I feel like classic is the laziest word you can use, and it diminishes what an actual classic is supposed to be. Right. It's just a lazy ass word to say, I really like that shit. You watering down classic by calling anything that you really like a lot off of first listen to classic. I mean, I get it. I've seen shit and been like, oh, bruh, that shit, bruh.
Yeah, that shit gonna listen in the future all the time and don't pay attention to what the fuck he say. Just say sensational then, my nigga. Like, it's just like the cheesecake at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is
sensational.
It that good?
Is sensational.
It that, there you go.
Is it that good or are you that drunk?
Right. Both. Cheesecake is cheesecake. Right.
And that's not to say the album can't be classic or I can't tell people they can't have their opinions. I just feel like it's thousands of other words.
Is Kendrick Lamar album not a classic?
Huh?
Is Kendrick Lamar album is not a classic?
You know what? Like, I don't know, bro. It's been out for a day.
I haven't listened to it in its entirety yet. And when I listen to it, my shit was fucked up, so I haven't listened to it in the right order. So
I mean, it's a phenomenal album. I feel like it's a staple in hip hop as far as like creativity, as far as your creativity, telling stories, and really expressing yourself through rhymes, because there's a lot of moments of poetry. It's like the production on it is very symphonic. At certain times, it's just jungle boogie. It's like, what the fuck am I listening to? It's like sometimes you'll like the beat switch tank, switch up. Sometimes you like the beat, but you don't like how he rhyming, but you like what he's saying. He'll use a flow, and you'll be like, yeah, I'm finna change this. Then he hit you with the hook, and you're like, hold on. I keep listening, and then you like it. And then he touching on social topics. Like, he really, you could tell he really dived deep for the past 5 years to really digest what's going on. He had writer's block. He expresses spirituality. He opens up more. Because typically...
Therapy.
He opens up more. And it's like, there are songs that as an artist and someone expressed themselves, it's like, I could really resonate with, because I feel like I could have made that song. I should have made that song. Why wasn't I brave enough to make that song? Like, dang, bro, that's a very expressive song. And then there's some shit, like, it's one song, it's a fight. It's just a couple arguing, but that shit rhymes. It's one of the dopest songs on there. And it reminds me of, like, you know, when you get the back and forth, like, Nan. It's like Trick Daddy Nam, right? It's just like Trick Daddy Nam, but the beat don't bop. It's serious, but it's still that exchange of, yeah, motherfucker, yeah, nigga, uh-huh, yeah, blah, and yeah, bitch, uh-huh, bitch, you wanna be shit without me, bitch? I'm the man, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they say that, and I really, Trick Daddy Nam, bro, it's them type of songs, you know, man and woman going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even four bars here, four bars. It's two bars, four bars, six bars, eight bars, four bars, two bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
art is conversational.
Conversational.
Right.
Like, that's one of the best songs on there. I got to get the name of that one. I can't even remember.
It's called Toxic Fight, from what I've been...
Nah, it's not Toxic Fight. It's You're All I Need, or... It got something to do with the man and woman. But...
I didn't like Damn.
Really?
I didn't like Damn more than I liked To Pimp a Butterfly. I thought if an album was supposed to get a Pulitzer Prize, To Pimp a Butterfly was a better body of work than Damn was. But I'm just looking at, like, Kendrick Lamar is one of those artists together that I want to listen as soon as they come out. But generally, I don't listen to an album when it first come out. I'll wait months before I go back and listen to it. Kendrick Lamar is an album that I actually go in the store and buy, though. So I'm gonna probably end up buying this one, going up to my shop and buying the album and listening. But just from what I've, when people are, and a lot of that shit is probably cap, but when people are saying, you know, these songs are moving them to tears and the type of emotions that it's invoking out of people, I can see how this album is probably going to be one of those classic albums. It, in a very short time, it has the characteristics of it, and the characteristics of it to me is, of course, numbers.
To interject, you can be gone a long time and people will be like, I forgot about you. I'm not as interested as I was 5 years ago. Yeah. But then sometimes absence can really make the heart grow fonder as an artist, and you would just come out and people be like, oh my God, you ain't came out in a long time. I got to hear this shit. Like, whenever Rihanna drops her album, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to stop the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists can't stop the world. They'll put it out and people be like, I ain't running to it. But then everybody talking about it. So then they run to it. Yeah. Sometimes these are those moments I think everybody's going to run to the first listen, because you're going to get that quality of a great produced, you know, Kendrick album. But it's absence, bro. The nigga been gone for 5 years. So it's like you anxious. And he gave you a double album. So it's like you get 19 songs.
I mean, but still.
18 songs.
Still. You still going to have the numbers. And you're also going to have the visual art component to a...
Yeah, he dropped a video for N95 today.
Yeah, and he had the one for... What was the first song with the deepfakes in it?
The deep... That was the Heart Part 5, but that was just... He drops that as a Lucy before he drops his albums. He always does a Heart. That's like his thing. That's why you know his shit serious. And because people were talking about that because he got the clearance for the Marvin Gaye sample, and they ain't even giving the man a sample. They actual got the actual Marvin Gaye I Want You stems and was able to pick and pull parts from it that they wanted to use. That shit George Clinton does when you collab with him. He just come up with the tapes and let you just pick that shit apart.
Yeah.
That's what the estate was able to do. and he didn't even put on this album. So think about the label. You just asking them for the money to clear this, because after they, Marvin Gaye family got to feel like they hot shit right now.
Oh yeah,
because they got 10 mil out of Pharrell and Robin Thicke. Yeah. Which they didn't deserve. And I'm going to just stand on it. They didn't deserve that shit, because they did not bootleg or rip off Marvin Gaye. And I love Marvin Gaye
at all,
but I'm like, nah. But that's blurred lines. The judge said he did. I don't agree with it. But then again, you know,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But the Kendrick, like I said, it's just honestly a lot of what I've seen going around. It's like, it's kind of distasteful. You don't want to feel like you hating. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, well, it ain't hate, bro. It's just like y'all are getting annoying, because it's just like, I can't tell you how you feel, but it's like, I feel like the words are lazy. As someone who likes words, I keep seeing the same. What's bothering me is I keep seeing the same words to describe an album that, if it means that much to you, you should put way more thought into how you want to describe it when you decide to talk about it. If it's moving you to tears and you just find the most laziest word that to describe it, I'm like, classic.
Move that much.
Classic. Classic. Oh yeah, bro. This shit classic. I'm like, that's it. And you ain't even describing it. Just saying it. And I feel like at a certain point, people gonna say that because they feel they supposed to just say that about a Kendrick album. I think people move to tears because they feel like they were supposed to. That's the type of...
I feel like some of that shit is cap.
Like some of that. But J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only. Like, it's a 10-minute song where he telling a story, and I'm always touched the same amount every time I hear it. Because he tells a story from... as if, let's say you my boy, and you in some deep street shit. You write a rhyme, and you give it to me. Like, because you be like, bro, I think I'm gonna die tomorrow. And you be like, bro, you chilling. He said, but here my notebook, I wrote a verse in there, bro. Like, if I die, I want you to rap that and put it on your album. You like, nigga, don't talk like that. And it's like, nah, for real though. And make sure, like, you rap it, because the song is a message for my daughter. I want her to hear it. But I ain't no rapper, you the rapper. So he wrote the shit, and he, nigga, die. And that nigga's like, he wrote the first three verses of his friend's thoughts, and the last two verses are his. Talking to the guy's daughter, explaining, you know, let me tell you about your daddy. If you ain't got the message by now, I'll give you his whole life in 10 minutes. And I think it's one of the best written J. Cole songs of all time. Didn't win a Grammy or nothing, but yeah. For Your Eyes Only, the song's 10 minutes of just like, it's one of the best 10-minute songs next to Maggot Brain, bro. It's one of the top five best 10 minutes of your audio life is listening to that song.
Yeah, that's dope right there.
That's a dope. Because you see it. I see it. It's like an episode. But anyway, Kendrick paints those type of pictures too. This is about Kendrick. But and then I hate it, because there I go again, you know, talking about Kendrick, but now I got to bring up J. Cole. Just because I got to make niggas compete, because that's just what hip-hop done trained me to do. If I think of Jay-Z, I got to take a nod. This is hip-hop, bro. I'm conditioned to do this shit.
That's the way it is, man.
It's like that.
I'm conditioned.
And that's the way it is.
But it goes back to my Kodak point. When you bring up Big Crit, I want you to see Kodak Black in the same light you see Big Crit, because I feel he can offer you the same sentiments that made you a fan of Crit. I feel like Kodak is capable of giving you the same sentiments if you're willing to take a listen. But it's a lot of bullshit in between too. But so I'm like, you know, it's young Florida nigga living his life, bro. I mean, some of that shit, just you got to be living it to even resonate with it. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't out here grinding, you ain't finna put on no damn, you ain't finna ride out here, you know what I'm saying, no Pee Wee Long Way.
So do you not know how crazy a fucking Project Crack Baby from South Florida can be?
Haitian.
Yeah, don't forget that.
But he kind of narrates the album. He's on like three, he's on a skit. He's on like two other songs just talking at the beginning, and then he got a guest verse.
I love that poem he did over the little piano.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was...
I was like, damn, I expected Baby Keem. I'm a fan of Baby Keem. Shout out to Kanye. You know. But this shit is like what Donda was to me last year. This might be it for me.
I still ain't listened to Donda all the way.
That's my shit.
Albums and shit.
Yeah, man.
I ain't listened to Donda. I ain't listened to J. Cole. It's a couple albums. I'm about a good year and a half behind on some albums.
Listen, enjoy. I've got vinyls, man. I feel like I only buy classic albums. So I feel like once it becomes a classic, or if I think it's gonna be a classic, I buy it on vinyl. You know what I'm saying? But all my vinyl records, it's like, I like to say majority of these are classics. Speak About Love Below, Jay-Z Black Album, Wu-Tang first album, Ghostface first album, Raekwon first album, Incubus Make Yourself. Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm on some here. You know, Michael Jackson Thriller, Michael Jackson Bad. Prince, Purple Rain, Dirt Sprite 2. You know what I'm saying? I feel like them albums I can't skip when I play them. That's how I define a classic. If I can play it without skipping. Like, if I can play your shit without skipping,
that's how you
true sense of calling something.
Me personally, like the like, if I don't have an urge to skip, that's what's gonna make it a classic. And I gotta listen to shit like over and over till I get tired of the songs and still don't feel like skipping. You know what I'm saying? Because I go through those phases with a lot of albums, but there's some like Aquemini. I do that the least. Aquemini, I'm the least inclined to hit the skip button. That and Stank On You, surprisingly. Nah. Everybody was like, AT Aliens? I was like, nah, it's like, AT Aliens. They were still growing, but I feel like they find their place, and then they kept going up. So I was just like,
yeah. My mood changes with them.
It does.
It could be Stank On You 1 week. It could be Aquemini, AT Aliens. Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music is my least favorite out of all their albums.
When it come to first albums, I feel like I don't like when I talk music with people and they every artist that they're a fan of, they tell me the first album's the best album. And I was just like, then you don't really like this artist because you telling me he ain't never got better than his first shit. At least that's how it comes off to me. So when people are like, what's your favorite Outkast album? Southern Playlist, you're like, all right. What's your
damn who you are? You still gonna evolve in some capacity.
Yeah, like years, like give me your first, like give me, you know,
what's your current.
They do that shit with T.I. Like a lot, it's like
name, I guess.
I'm serious. Money, but I was like,
he stays current about everything.
It's like, yeah, I love I'm Serious, but that's not T.I.'s best album. I'm tired of niggas trying to convince me of that shit. No. It's just like, bro, Jeezy made better albums.
Music was better than I'm Serious.
It was. It was supposed to be.
Trap music was one.
But it was actually Urban Legend. But, you know, I mean, but I'm just saying, bro, it's like, I love trap music. That's my whole point, though. Even though that shit is subjective, you know, I'm like, bro, like, use bigger words. Use better words. Like, come on.
My favorite Jay-Z album, I've heard most of them. In their entirety, I listen to them in their entirety. My favorite Jay-Z album is still Reasonable Doubt.
I mean, that's his favorite album, too. So, I mean, what I'm saying, you know, by whole definition, he was like, nah, bro, I can't fuck with that. That's not my best one. But, you know, he might say that's his favorite. He said that's his favorite. But, you know, I mean, that's the same thing with Kanye. Kanye, he named his top three albums of his.
Only Built for Cuban Links is my favorite Raekwon album.
Okay. Word.
It's a couple first
that just they don't ever get past.
And not to say that the other ones,
it's just
great.
A certain moment in time. I think sometimes when you couple with time, it kind of like it hits you where it's like, nah, bro, that was a moment in time you won't get back. It's really special.
We're Celebrate Sniffer Ave. I've never heard that on a record. I say that like four times a day sometimes. I don't even do coke and I still will celebrate Sniffer Ave. Like,
just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Classics, man.
Already.
Bruce on the other line, like,
15.
Nah, okay. So, the Catwoman.
Get it together.
Man, right,
what are you doing?
Catwoman anime movie, like came out on HBO Max. I've been waiting for this shit just to see it. And I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The score I was gonna give this shit immediately fell and plummeted to an all-time like a uphill boulder push, bro.
Man.
That car chase in the beginning, that's one of the worst car chases I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, the Catwoman shit?
Yes, that is easily the worst animated car chase scene I've ever seen. I'm looking at this direct.
I don't fucking remember that scene.
Bro, the first scene of the movie, she steals the little tiger's eye, crystal.
Yeah.
And then she goes on this crazy car chase where all the bad guys are making the dumbest decisions. They're getting permission. All right, do it now. Do what now? Shoot, you moron.
Like, what the fuck you think?
Like, bro,
you supposed to be shooting at it this whole time. Now, what do you think you're supposed to do?
Like, I don't want
to.
They had the worst shooters ever.
They had the worst everything.
They had the worst fucking shooters ever.
Bro, them motherfuckers.
Everybody could not fucking shoot their fucking gun, bro. Everybody.
Henchman.
I do want to do a Black Mask cosplay now. I do want to do a Black Mask. I want to do a Black. I want to do Black Mask, bro. I want to do that shit. But no, man. Like, shot Stevie J Blunt, who played him. But anyway,
I'm gonna take his master class.
Like, that's what's up. But yeah, man. I don't know, man. Like, they go through this whole CGI half animated car chase. It's like, it's so
blend them well.
Bruh, I'm looking at, I'm like, bro, you from the land of Lupin the Third, and this is the best car chase you could come up with.
They give you the soundtrack, but
the soundtrack is immaculate. Bruh,
that was dope.
That soundtrack was the best thing about this whole thing, bruh. That soundtrack, because you've heard this like director, not meant the sound. You just heard the sound guy make all of, you know, you've heard this in different anime and different TV shows.
Like, what is this, Cowboy Bebop?
What is kind of action going on?
Like, I love the soundtrack to this movie. Like,
oh, we got some Cowboy Bebop going on up in here.
Yeah, it was nice, but they just could not mesh that animation.
Catwoman Hunted. But I don't know, when your girl Kate came in that motherfucker, I'm like, okay, Kate, let's see what the fuck you talking about. And
not shit.
Bruh, I ain't gonna lie, with this shit, after I seen the bathtub scene, right? After I seen her, like, get seduced, she took the hat off and she looking like she started blushing. Like, you know, this. Oh, that's right. Oh, you animated. You really is into women. That's right. That wasn't just Ruby Rose. That's your MO. Yep. Okay, she really got the rainbow colors in her spirit. All right, baby.
Yeah, she was the first DC female of that.
That was openly.
Yeah, of the alphabet community.
Bruh, she... After I seen that scene, I was just like, yeah, man. See, that's how I know y'all fucked up. Like, if I would have been in charge of some live action shit, that would have been the whole MO. She'd just been seducing. She'd just been seducing women. Like, by day. Like, that. I was just like, bruh, the man gonna love it. I'm gonna just give you fan service. And then when she put the cowl on, she gonna really kick ass. I ain't gonna do none of this extra bullshit. That's really what she gonna do. It's just she out here just, you know, like.
Tintillating.
Right.
That's how she get her information.
Right.
Like, nope. Y'all want to feed into this whole she's super tough.
Yeah, she the
Butch.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Kate Kane shit.
But let me see the
long forgotten estranged cousin who used to whoop his ass as kids. Like, really?
Yeah.
That's Utica.
Why he decided to go around the world.
Utica Yamada did the soundtrack. He's done a lot of shit that you've seen. The Great Pretender, he did that soundtrack. He did the Death Note soundtrack. Alice in Borderland soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
Vinland Saga soundtrack. Onigiri soundtrack. Yeah, yeah. This Tokyo. Yeah. Tokyo. He composed music for Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So clearly,
music was there. But this story, like this anime, thought y'all lost me at demons, bro. Like I don't get it, bro. I'm like Catwoman. I know y'all were gonna OP it because it's her movie, but I'm just like, Shawty, y'all made the League of Assassins look like a whole joke. Cause Shawty is like.
Toying with them.
Like,
but she was saying herself she was trained by Lady Shiva.
Yeah?
Yeah. But still, she was.
You know, Lady Shiva is the most deadliest fucking female, so they say, in the League of Assassins, except for Talia, of course, because Talia is just conniving as fuck.
Why they did my girl Cheshire like that? I like the fact they got the same voice actress from Young Justice to play her. That was dope.
Yeah, I said that same shit. I was like, oh, fuck, they got the same shit.
Yeah, but she got her ass frapped. And I was just like, yo, Catwoman, you ain't tired. You ain't beat up. You ain't slashed. You done got cut. You done healed. You done fought 50 assassins, then 50 more.
Still gonna whoop her, too?
Nah. And then demons come. You see, Exodia came out that bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
More or less.
Took the chains off of there.
Hell yeah, more or less.
Yeah. I'm looking at this shit like, what the fuck is going on, bro? I'm talking about they just OP'd in a motherfucker. I'm like, bro, like, no gadgets, just no nothing, just a whip.
Great magic.
Just whipping, flipping. You find this whole assassin got this sword. She doing this. I don't know what the fuck was going on. What
killed me was when she covered Charlotte mouth and just told the demons to leave, and they were like, okay.
Okay.
Like, okay, so you just now got these exorcism powers out of nowhere? This Constantine shit?
Everybody taking turns to fight her. They had all these. Right. There are four demons. There are four demons, an army of ninjas, and niggas with guns, bro.
And everybody just waiting around.
Everybody just waiting to, like,
first
bro.
Off, the dudes with guns looking around and they see the demons and they just like, oh, okay, cool.
Demons.
Like, ninjas, yeah. I would see, it's like, oh, shit, ninjas. But then demons, oh, immediately, it's like, she's the main target. But there are demons over there. We're not gonna shoot them. We are not concerned with them.
I'm talking about Kate.
It's all part of the plan. We ain't gonna fuck with the damn demons.
Right, like, no, son. I'm dropping my gun and I'm leaving.
I like that pairing though. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. If I got Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn, oh, yeah. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Catwoman and Kate kind of work, but throwing some Bruce, knocking them boots every once in a while to kind of make Kate feel like, damn, I thought I was gonna have a shot. She's still fucking my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like, throwing a little of that.
Reminder.
Just, yeah. You throwing a little of that. You can't call me Cat, only he can. And I'm like, man, like, shout it. You.
Right.
Dog, that's a good dynamic. The execution of this shit, they didn't do it right. I love the anime attempt. And I love them being anime OP, bro, where it's just like, bro, you can just do one sidekick and you can knock down 4 or 5 people and say, everybody just faint. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this shit, bro? Man, I get Catwoman 106 out of 10, man.
Give it a 6.
Yes, Ocean. A 6.
I'm going to have to give it a 7. I would say 7.5, but you know.
Give you 0.5, man.
7.5, then. Because it wasn't no C, it was a C+. Plus.
I mean, I guess I was going to go 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just the full number, so.
I didn't finish it, but I'm going to go out on a misogyny limb here and say that the cat and bat woman scene made it a solid 7 for me.
All right.
Me, if Catwoman.
You're averaging a 7, then.
Mm-hmm. Poison Ivy's in there, and I mean, Hype Man's not in there, then I mean, I got to deduct points at this given time, so.
Oh, Kite Man.
Well, you know they ain't going to have all the sirens together yet.
No, they not. I'm just saying, it's Kite Man, dog.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm kind of ready to see what his damn spinoff gonna be.
Oh, like, yes. I can't wait.
I know that shit gonna be funny as hell.
I cannot.
Nah.
Kite Man.
Totally awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Kite that I put in my backpack.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Didn't see you standing there.
That's a lot more.
I remember he either knocked over a small child or a house plant with his kite came out.
Yep. Talking animated, I thought this was the biggest news of the week that kind of like, this was the most surprising story of the entire week for me when it comes to like just animation, cartoons, and entertainment. Married with Children is set to return as an animated series with the original stars.
What?
Yep.
I'm watching that.
Married with Children is returning as a cartoon. Because they can only get away with them jokes Family Guy style, bro. Mm. It's like, you can do more. You can get away with way more shit animated than you can live action. Like, because I'm pretty sure the conversation. No, because a lot of the tropes in Married with Children are super offensive and sexist and, you know, Me Too the fuck out by now. You can't, he can't, like, Al Bundy can't exist in the Me Too world, bro. It just can't. So doing this shit animated, I feel like that's the way to go. I'm excited. There's no word.
What that shit we call the Woman Haters Club or some shit they had?
E-Man Woman Haters.
Yeah, that's E-Man Woman Haters Club.
Little rascals.
Mm-hmm. E-Man Woman Haters Club. And then him and damn, what's the neighbor dude name? What his name was?
I forgot.
Because it was Marcy and, damn, what was that dude name? John and Marcy?
I cannot remember.
It doesn't have an official release date. This is from Deadline. They were like, Fox, Hulu, or Peacock are most likely destinations. It doesn't even have a fucking home yet. So,
more than likely that shit gonna be on Fox, bro.
Yeah, they do the anime.
I feel like they're gonna put a bid in for it.
Because, I mean, Sony Pictures has been working on it. So that might be part of Sony's little streaming, whatever.
Shit, Netflix gonna get this shit. This shit going net, but it just sound like a Netflix show. Netflix just gonna say screw.
Sony get it. It's going to Hulu.
I mean, Sony's the people who making it.
No, Sony's doing it. Hulu is Disney. So if Sony, the fact that Sony producing it, if it don't come on Fox,
I mean, it's not
this shit coming on Hulu.
Strictly Disney.
What, Hulu?
Yeah,
Hulu's a conglomerate.
Yeah, it's a mix, but Disney owns the majority shares.
Mm-hmm. They bought that.
I mean, Disney monopolizing anyway, but I'm just saying, like, if Sony's working on it, I know it's going to Hulu first.
Mm. I mean, that's your take. I can't argue with it because it very well could. My bet is Netflix. Like
Venom and Sonic. Well, Sonic wasn't worked on by Sony, but you know what I'm saying, like.
Look, just don't come on Peacock, bro. That bitch come on Peacock, bro. I'm like, Brian watching that shit.
I don't want that either. Like, that's.
Because I'm not getting no paid subscription to Peacock.
No.
Well, they confirmed it. We announced it like a year ago, damn near. But they confirmed MODOK is officially canceled.
Yeah. not getting renewed.
I thought that shit was already confirmed.
That was the speculation. They didn't put it back on the slate, and they were just the official rollout. It's like, bro, don't expect this show. I'm tired of y'all asking about it. We're going to tell you again for the shareholders.
It's done, son.
It's done, right. Son.
You better go holler at fucking Seth Green.
It's officially done.
That's what I would do. I would just let them get it.
Right. It will stop animation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was that, yeah. It was that, what do they call it? Stupid Buddy Studios type animation.
Yeah. Damn. Cancel my show.
All right, well, we talking cancellation. Let's go over to Naomi. It's canceled by the CW.
Here's the thing, bro, because they done with all that shit.
Yeah, the new owners.
Done with all that.
New owners, bro. New owners came in. New management came in. So, like, bro, we canceling all this CW shit. We done with all this motherfucker. Like, I can't blame them. I'm like, shit, done bro. With
all this DC shit. Y'all need, starting over.
Y'all need to revamp the CW formula, bro.
When we came, like, when we made that announcement about them making that merger with, what it was, Discovery?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what did it.
And they said, look, we going to just clear house and shit. I already knew all these shows that was on right now that wasn't getting rated like that. We're going to get chopped, bro.
Vampire Diaries, what? The
Legacies?
Legacies, that's done. They canceled that. Mm-hmm. Like, see, they're canceling everything at CW is getting canceled, bro.
Change up.
Or,
what's
the football show called?
Oh, All-American?
Yeah.
I didn't know that came on. I know, I didn't know. I forgot that they rebooted Charmed.
Oh, yeah.
That's canceled, though. It's canceled.
Yeah. All that shit.
That shit canceled. Yeah, Naomi.
My thing was, if CW got made this whole new thing with Warner Brothers and whatnot, what was the stuff that DC was doing that was supposed to be going to HBO Max? Like, how was that going to get fixed? Or how was that going to be safe under this umbrella? So that was my main question. And they answered that. We just going to cancel it all. It's not going to go anywhere. It's just
just canceling everything, bro. They don't need it. They don't want it. Fuck that shit.
It's going to end. Like, even the shows y'all did want, we ended them. So, fuck y'all.
Dang, they canceling.
Because at first they were like, Flash going to continue. And then everybody at Flash was like, fuck no, we're not. We're done. This is our last season.
Right.
They thought Supergirl was going to keep going. They're like, fuck no, we're pulling a Flash. We done too.
And the Superman and Lois.
Now, bruh. I thought that was going to keep going. And I thought it was, but no, it got canceled because it's not going to HBO Max.
Everything is getting a fucking... And that's the crazy thing, because it's like, it's a lot of cliffhangers. Yeah, there are a lot of
stuff that's in development right now. Are y'all going to put that in development hell and it's not coming out? Or is it still going
to
HBO Max?
Somebody at the CW is trying to keep the Pop-Up Girls reboot alive. They are trying.
Bro, you know what? Just put the first episode out and let these motherfuckers die in peace. How about that? How about that? Just put the first episode out and let them see how terrible it was going to be. Just do that.
Bruh, stop it, man. Like, just that shit is not coming, bruh.
Just let them have the episode and see how bad it was going to come out.
Like, bruh, just let that shit go, bruh. Y'all doing way too much right now with this bullshit.
At least let them see it. I still can't believe this shit about the dick vein on the Snickers. That was some real shit, dog.
Yeah, like, that shit was...
That was some real things. Like, people really are talking
it's
about
like, nah, we still got them.
Yep.
Still got the vein.
Don't worry about it. We ain't smoothed them out.
Bruh,
we know y'all girls like that texture.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, I don't ever want to eat a Snickers.
I always eat Snickers, but that's always in everybody's mind. Like, that is a dick vein on a Snicker. Like,
that was never in my
mind. That was never in my mind.
I'm sorry, but everybody I knew that shit. That was like, Snickers was the ultimate. It was the ultimate innuendo for a dick and a girl being thicker than a Snicker, but the ultimate innuendo was your dick was a Snicker bar. I don't know where y'all came up, but black dudes, you got a dick, it's a Snicker bar.
I just never correlated them.
I don't know. We were just super perverted in different ways, I guess. I mean, you got to try to talk to a girl and make that shit fantastical. She wants to have sex on the beach, sexual chocolate and shit. Yeah, can't be a Hershey bar, chocolate. It's flat.
Yeah, sex on the beach sounds good till you get sand in it.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's the thing. You're trying to feed into the... would you call... Okay, so what would you call yourself? A Snick, Hershey bar is extra flat and square.
I call myself a Mr. Good bar. But I mean,
that's that was also flat and flat, square. But, I mean, but and I just bumpy went by the peanuts.
Nuts. He's full of nuts.
Yeah, so you see what I
went with full of nuts, and I went with Mr. Goodbar. I went with the name. I mean, Crackle wasn't going to do it.
Hell no. That's the equivalent of a Nestle Crunch. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are your...
I mean,
or Milky Ways. So, I mean, like, what are you...
Hey, mine Reptar Bar because I'm serving all the babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
The opinions of Star Man.
Oh. Oh. I get what he's saying, but it's the verbiage. Oh, this man say he called me the Reptar because I'm serving all the babies.
Dinosaur.
And then that's on a whole other level.
Bro, I don't know.
Technically, you would be a zero bar because the zero bar had the white fudge on the outside and you light skinned, so
pause.
It would have had to have been. Or the symphony or some shit like that.
Pause. Move on, my G. We done with
it. Talking about candy bars. I'm just saying. That was what it was for us. If you try
with
to
this eat, nigga, I get it. I get it. The whole point
with the candy.
With this nigga, mama, little bro, ain't nothing I'm eating. I'm thinking about a
I'm
bit.
I'm talking about you eating it. You saying?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think a girl's eating candy bars, but I guess they eat candy bars. But
no, I'm no. That's yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm trying to feed into the female fantasy of liking candy, and then you associating the sexuality of the chocolate with the candy and the sexuality and. That's what it's gonna be, dog. What are you?
Bitch wants some sex,
basically. And what are you gonna equate the dick to?
Sex.
What do you got?
Milky Way.
Skeet.
I mean, you could go with the Milky Way, but it also has the vein type shit on the top. Oh. No, I'm talking about that design on the top of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That shit's still gonna be there.
Chocolate bars have dick veins.
Yeah, that's just the crux of the matter.